I have no problem with sticking balls in my mouth, Shricky. Is that, wait, is that what we're talking about?
Donnie, count us down in your favorite...
sandwiches.
There you go.
Fried bologna with cheese, a cold cut sandwich, and PB&J. Leg out.
Yeah.
Trophy hoarder show where you won't get bored. Honestly, I can't believe it made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Study D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, we some bastards. Cool, we just being nuts, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, we listen to the show. You was still on top, and we came a long way. Well, kind of soda, let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horse. This is episode 80. I am your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Donnie.
What up, dope peoples? That's it.
I was expecting a lot more than that. All right, also with us, Alex.
Running on adrenaline since 6:30 this morning. What's up?
God bless you. All right, and with us, I don't know why... I yield to no one.
Because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
I take that as an insult to us. I don't know why.
And Tricky wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I was supposed to fill in for Tricky.
Yes, I was supposed to take the week off, but apparently Alex and Donnie, they can't function without me, so I had to come back in and regain order in the Trophy Horse universe.
There never was order in the Trophy Horse universe.
I was going to say, there was an order. I mean, I was fine with doing their agenda, which was just talk about whatever.
This is... No, that is such not true. So not true.
This show is chaos every week. There's right. No.
Let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 21, total trophies of 4,039, still plat of 30. Alex, what are you looking at?
Well, I know that I have 29 platinums and I'm level 18, but for all I know, I could have like 3 billion total trophies because, you know, someone played with my trophy count this week. And we all know who's played with Donnie's trophy count in the past.
I didn't play with your trophy count, buddy.
Jealous of my trophies, Tricky?
Yeah, because you're so close to me.
Certainly. Yeah, yeah. But level 18, platinum 29, and total trophy count somewhere in the north of 2,000.
You don't want to read what it says? It says 2,533. Is that how many trophies you got?
I'm sure I have more than that.
Okay.
All right. It's like at least... I'm sorry, I'm distracted. Donnie is sending me pictures of big booty women.
All right, Donnie, stop sending pictures of big booty women and...
No, Donnie, do not stop sending pictures of big booty women.
Tell us your trophies.
Well, I knew you was going to like that, but I just turned you on to some chocolate.
Oh, sir, Tony.
And for some reason, I got Sir Mix-a-Lot going through my head right now.
That happens to me every day when I wake up.
I'm like, yeah.
And I just go get in the shower.
My level is 21. And quite a few trophies. I got 3,807. That's the first time I read out the whole score in total. I think ever. I always get them single digits. But
you
my plat.
Frisky this week, Donnie? Is that why you read it a while?
No.
I'm watching you right now, Tricky. Mess with our trophy.
Yeah, I seen to take away my 4 out of my 49 plats.
I didn't take the 4 out, I swear.
Well, yeah, you didn't take the 4 out, and you're also not the Easter Bunny, Tricky.
I didn't take the 4 out.
Oh, that was yield. I know your color markers now.
They're both doing it.
Yeah.
While you're at it, change my platinums to 59. There we go. Platinum 59 right there. 30 platinums gained in a matter of 5 seconds.
Why are you playing with Alex? He already read his.
I was just fixing his back.
All right, so
can we get water here?
Donnie, how many platinums do you have?
49.
All right, yield. What are you looking like, buddy?
Level 15, trophy count of 2,044, and a platinum count of 23.
That's a level one with 44 trophies and three plats.
Well, you kind of can't have three plats with only 44 trophies.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's how good I am.
What are you glitching over there, man? Are you being a trophy champ?
It's a secret. No.
Alright, let's go into what we're playing. Well, we're all playing with each other's trophies right now. So,
no, don't say that. That don't sound like the actual trophies.
Don't act like you're ashamed, Donnie.
Well,
you know exactly what that sounds like.
I don't want to be playing with anyone's trophies.
Donnie, what have you been playing?
So they're not good enough for Donnie now?
I guess not.
I've been playing the Amazing Spider-Man.
Why?
I'm sorry.
I actually like the combat in the game. Not the system itself, but the moves he be doing in the game is pretty cool. And
like Jagger?
Yes, he does. I think he just might have Jagger beat.
Oh, my. Do a dragon suplex?
I believe he do. He do a couple of suplexes in there.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to ask the obvious question here, Donnie. Is the Amazing Spider-Man, is it amazing?
I wouldn't go that far as that it's amazing.
How's Bruce Campbell?
The main reason I'm playing it is because it's a sequel to the movie. So,
no, so Donnie, what you're telling me is the Amazing Spider-Man's bullshit.
Well, I'm not saying that it's amazing. You know, I'm just saying it's an okay Spider-Man game.
So
It has the best web swinging mechanics than all the other Spider-Man.
So I mean, you like the web swinging and you like the actual moves that he does when he's fighting, but it doesn't sound like you like the actual gameplay itself.
It plays like what you think a Spider-Man would play. I don't know how to explain it.
Punch, kick, explore.
Exactly. You know, rescue everybody in the city and stop the person who stole the car and the purse.
Was it Mysterio?
It sounds
just like the Spider-Man on the PlayStation 2.
Like the Spider-Man on PlayStation 1.
No, it's actually...
Sounds like the Spider-Man on PlayStation 3.
Yeah. You are right.
All right.
So it's a Spider-Man game.
Spider-Man game.
It's not very amazing.
Yeah. Answer me this question real quick. Anyone who knows. Okay.
Afraid of the big bad bat?
Okay, Peter Parker.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
listen. Peter Parker.
Daddy gets so flustered when you start fucking with him.
No, I mean trying to keep it
Would
going.
Would you like to be Batman's assistant?
How the show always do, just like you just did it now. But Peter Parker, he's just an average high school kid who knows science. Now, when he get bit by the spider...
I would have died. Go ahead.
No, how come he knows karate all of a sudden? And all
obviously, the spider was Bruce Lee.
The spider studied under...
Jackie Chan.
No, I can't.
Steven Seagal. Come on.
Chuck Norris.
Steven Seagal.
Not even Seagal. It's Tuggle.
No, you know what? Chuck Norris. That dude is old.
I couldn't think of the turtle sensei.
Splinter.
Splinter.
Hey, Splinter.
That's what I was gonna say. You're killing me, Smalls.
Wow.
I was going to say he studied under Master Splinter.
Maybe Phil can answer that question. Oh, no, it's Marvel. He can't.
Oh, snap.
So all you've been playing is Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's it. Just Spider-Man.
Alex, what have you been playing?
Last night, I finally got through Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, it's a good game.
Just because you're afraid of spiders, Tricky, doesn't mean that the rest of us are, too.
Oh, that's right. You'll never get through the spider temple.
He actually did with my help. Well, actually, we didn't get all the way through. We got stuck in the end. But he put on his big boy shoes. He actually got through it pretty well. So
really,
but,
he wasn't piled up in a corner somewhere.
Oh, he was running away from the spiders.
Well, apparently somebody didn't listen to last week's episode.
No.
Aha, there you go.
So, more of Lara Croft and the Guardian of the Light, and I'm looking for a co-op partner, Donnie.
Well, we're recording, today on Friday, so when people hear this, I would already play the game with you.
Boom. Promises.
Alex, don't take that because, we're still waiting on the Vanquish Platinum.
The Vanquish Platinum is impossible. You better be able to spread the Pacific Ocean than...
You know what? I don't want Tricky to ever try out for that trophy because I don't want him to start a petition to make that game easier. And not until after I get the plat.
No.
Okay, but, Alex, you playing anything else? Because Donnie just crashed and burned there.
That's what you did with the plan.
Stop derailing the show, Donnie! Alex, what else you been playing?
Alright, so I finished Lara Croft and the Guardian Light. I need to go back and get some of the in-game achievements. I need to complete some of the side objectives in each game. The reward objectives, blah, blah, blah. I can't think. I need sleep, blah. I played the demo. I downloaded the demo for Dyad last night. And that's a really weird game. It's really sensory. Like, there's lots of colors coming at you, and it's got this really kind of mellow music, and it's kind of I really didn't know how to describe it, so I went to Wikipedia to see if somebody else knew how to describe it, and it's considered a tunnel racing puzzle shooting PSN game. So yeah.
Can you say that again?
A tunnel racing puzzle shooting PSN game.
Did that cross over like four different genres?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, tunnel and racing kind of go together. But it's kind of cool. I mean, it's based on momentum, and you're shooting at enemies to pull yourself along. And it's got different objectives as you go through each kind of level or each set of levels. It's really hard to describe, but it's a very sensory game, and it's kind of cool. I suggest there's a demo on PlayStation Network, so it's free. You might as well play it. You might as well see if you like it, because it's really hard to describe unless you actually see a video for it or you play it yourself.
Alrighty. And what about you, Yield?
I have been playing some Borderlands, Claptrap Revolution, and finally got my 3 collectathon trophies in that. Claptrap Revolution. Was the last DLC pack.
Oh, that's a name. I thought that was a game.
No. Been playing some Uncharted 3, multiplayer, Chopper Lift HD.
Why?
Yeah, because it was free.
Oh, my Lord.
So Yield, how much have you been playing Foosball 2013 or whatever it's called on the PlayStation Network?
I haven't even bought it.
Oh, snap. I'm sorry. I got to run out to the car real quick. It's raining and my windows are down.
Better hurry.
Better hurry, Donnie.
But I need to download the demo because I want to give it a try. It looks kind of cool. And I've been playing some 3D Dot Heroes.
All right. And
so, I mean, once again, we're all just going back and playing older games.
Well, actually, I'm playing some new games.
What are the new games?
Well, I'm playing Mortal Kombat on the Vita, which I have a nice trophy and tip later in the show for that.
Why are you playing Mortal Kombat on the Vita?
Because it was $10 from GameStop.
Oh, well, that'd be a good reason.
And it's a good game to play when you're taking an hour trip to work every day on the train.
Why are you knocking Chopper Lift? It's really not that bad of a game.
Because it's called Chopper Lift, and anything that has HD at the end of it pretty much is not going to get my attention.
See? Beyond Good and Evil HD? Stranger's Wrath HD?
Nope.
Gear Solid HD Collection?
See, it says HD Collection. There's a difference.
Oh, don't give me that. HD's in the name.
HD's in the name.
But it says HD Collection.
It doesn't matter, so it says HD in it.
The extra word adds some validity to it.
No, it's not. It's just HD.
What are you? No.
It's just an HD revamp of the old games. You get more than one. Chopper Lift HD is a revamp of an arcade game, but it's in HD.
Yeah,
same thing.
But it's not.
Except you get one game instead of three. You paid for three games for the Metal Gear Collection. You got Chopper Lift for free.
But it's not a collection.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Tricky, I find it funny that you used... what was the word you used? Was it... validation?
Validity.
Validity. You just picked out a word that didn't make any sense in the argument that you were making.
I know.
And you just picked it because it's probably the first word that came to your head, and you're like, oh, That's a big word.
No,
I will sound smart, and I will use it.
I said it because I wanted to fuck with Yield, and he didn't catch on to it, so thank you for...
You've gotten Yield all riled up.
Well...
He's about to chopper lift HD a mud hole in your ass.
Yeah, well, wait.
Right.
Wait until you hear the next game that I've been playing.
Oh, God.
Is there a sequel to Puss in Boots?
No. I think it's even worse. I think it's worse than Puss in Boots.
Weren't you going to step away from these games?
Hannah Montana gets married.
No. Even worse than that.
There's worse than Hannah Montana?
Exactly. I don't think it can get worse than that.
Oh, you're playing Barbie's Big Day.
No.
Oh, that could be worse.
Foosball 2012.
What's wrong with that? Everybody likes foosball. Foosball is the devil's game.
Nah, Hannah Montana still holds the victory.
Yeah. Yes, I bought Foosball 2012.
I knew you was going to get it.
I told you I was going to get it.
And I told you that's the devil.
And Alex, it does allow spinning.
Spinning? That's crap.
What is spinning?
It's where you just... It's basically where you take... You have the rod, like, with the line of your players, and you just spin it with your hand instead of actually moving it with your hand. So, like, you spin it, take your hand off it, instead of moving it back and forth. So you get more power behind the shot.
Oh, so you can spin it 360. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, just like a real foosball table.
When I was in college, we had rules in our house against spinning. You could not spin.
That seemed like a form of cheating.
What, spinning?
Yeah.
How is that cheating?
So, because you just spin it, and you know the ball is going to come in contact with it.
It's not cheating. It's just, you know, instead of taking precision shots, you're just sitting there wildly spinning.
Yeah.
You're shooting it probably not even at the goal. It's just going to keep coming back and forth down the field.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a defense wall that you built so the other person won't get the ball through to make a goal or whatever. It's like the fighting game way of the people who just button smash the character to victory.
You mean any Tekken person?
Yeah, no, a person playing with Eddie with Tekken on Tekken.
All right, let's go into our topics. Donnie, I'm gonna lead this topic off with you. We have
no, don't.
Why not?
Okay.
Dead Space 3 preview. We've gotten a few extra details on Isaac's partner, John Carver. Why don't you tell us all about it?
I told you not to.
You just said do it.
I'm just gonna.
Any relation to John Carver?
John Carver does not get along with Isaac. That's what we know. That's what we hear to see why.
Thank you for reading the very first line of the article.
Yeah. I'm just as blind as you guys coming into this show.
They have been reluctantly paired together. They do not like each other. It's going to be a co-op partner, so to speak, but it's not going to be a co-op function.
So, well, that explains the just pop in and out part of the thing. Like, dude, you're forcing me to play with you. I'm just popping in, popping out.
That sounds so gay.
Yeah, it does.
That's all you got, Daddy?
Yeah.
Next topic.
The thing about John Carver when you're playing with him, you're actually going to get different, like, objectives you wouldn't get if you were just playing as Isaac, and you're going to get new conversation with Isaac, and there's going to be longer talks between the two. So you're actually getting something extra to the story, into the gameplay, if you have Carver in there, whereas if you just play by yourself with Isaac. But, of course, the question has always been, is having that second person in there, is it going to be, you know, is it going to take away from why we all love Dead Space?
The horror.
Yeah, and everyone kind of worried after the E3 demo, where it was a big, wide-open, snowy area on this planet Tal'Valanis, and everyone's like, you know, we're used to these corridors, like in the Ishimura and the Sprawl in Dead Space 2, and then we've got this report about this place called the Flotilla, where it's back to the dark corridors, the tight places, like the white sheets all over the walls, like the people, you know, sitting there and in their own little pool of blood. So it looks like that even though you have those wide-open spaces like Tal'Valanis, you've still got the corridors, and they're still keeping the horror element of those and the tension that those create. Until the game comes out, we have to take them at their word.
Yeah,
and it's not just them saying it. It's not just them saying it. It's you know, IGN has written about this. They're saying, you know, this is what we played. So you kind of have to take them at your word. You know, how much of it is going to be the dark quarters? How much of that is going to be the wide open spaces? You know, we don't know. But it's nice, you know, it's nice to see them. You know, even though they're trying to make the game appeal to more people who, you know, maybe like the action element more and maybe would like to play with other players, they're still keeping the darkness, so to speak, to Dead Space, where you know that you can play it in the dark and get that creepy feeling. You know, have the hair rise up on your arm.
Yes.
My biggest fear with them going to co-op, Rob, I'm not saying that it's not going to be good, but, you know, my biggest fear of them having a co-op is they going that Resident Evil route. What I mean by the Resident Evil route, I mean no fear or no horror whatsoever.
I wouldn't say there was no fear to Resident Evil. No. Because in that first place when they had the big executioner dude with the axe at that big rally of all the people, like I was freaked out because we're talking when you first start that game and you have very piddly piss weapons that don't do much, you know that part kind of freaked me out, especially when there's people coming from at you at all sides. You know, when you've got the Ithaca or you got the Magnum, the hand cannon powered up, of course it's not gonna be scary because you're just blowing people away, but you know. Off of Resident Evil, Dead Space, I think that it's they realize that they can't do that because they have the example of Resident Evil. People have complained, you know, even though Resident Evil sells, people are saying, you know, we want this to stay this way. We don't want you to take the horror out of our games because there are so few games that do horror well. And I think the Dead Space team has seen that. You know, they're incorporating co-op to maybe give you a little bit more of Resident Evil, the Resident Evil feel, but they're also, it seems like they're trying to stay true to the roots that Dead Space, you know, start at. Maybe not completely true, but they're still trying to make it scary somewhat.
Just going off what we've seen, just by like the end, have you played 2?
Yeah.
Have you seen like all the credits, like after what happens after the credits roll?
I played Dead Space more than a year ago, so you're gonna have to refresh my memory about what happens after the credits.
Well, basically, well, spoiler if you haven't played it, you're caught. Your bad, but basically there's more to the markers than just what we've been seeing. Like, it's other planets and there's other markers out there. So I kind of got a feeling that they're going to continue this Dead Space after 3, and once again that was like that's another fear that I have with them continuing the storyline. Because it's going to, at some part, like we said previously, it's very rare when you get those sequels that continue to stack up to the previous game.
One of the things I talked about is like deep space. Isaac Clarke is going to be, you know, exploring deep space in this game, so you're going to be going to those planets. Maybe you see more markers in this game. I don't know, but you know, games as games. Go on and they get older and the series gets older, they evolve. I mean, we've seen that with you know, Ratchet and Clank and with the Final Fantasy. Like, no series stays the same forever. You know, if it's just the same game over and over again. So, you know what? Maybe at some point Dead Space does go towards more action, you know? Maybe, but, you know, we don't really know.
But my thing is, I'm just scared about it because, like, I love horror, and right now, Dead Space is, like, the only thing that's giving us horror right now. And, you know, besides that, Silent Hill, but I really don't really like Silent Hill's.
Well, the recent Silent Hill games haven't been fun.
Yeah, I never really liked the gameplay in Silent Hill, period. I just love the horror aspect of it. But besides just that alone, you know, Dead Space is, like, the only game that's throwing horror out there. And I'll be quite upset if they just trash that. Because Resident Evil took it away.
Probably part of the reason is it's done so as well as it has is because it's one of the only really good horror games out there. But if something were to happen to Dead Space, I feel that there are other developers who would step in and say, hey, you know, we're going to make a horror game, and everyone's going to be like, oh, this is going to be great. Because you think about it, a few years ago, you know, there was no Dead Space, and EA... you know, created this new IP, and I never figured I would see something from Dead Space from EA. but there always seems to be some kind of game to fill the void. I don't think you'll ever see horror go away completely. I think there'll always be someone to fill that void. But, you know, just, you know, Dead Space 3, it looks good from what I've seen, and I really hope they keep the horror. It looks like they're keeping, you know, the tension in the horror, so I'm really excited to play it.
That was to you, Tricky.
Oh! Let's move on to our next topic, gentlemen. Oh, Yield, do you have anything you have to say about this?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because, you know, for a conversation piece that we had nothing to say about, we sure talked a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you didn't have anything to say. Me and Alice was conversating. We had a bit boy, grown person's conversation for a change on the show.
You know what? That sounded intelligent, so yeah.
How dare you take my life?
Metal Gear creator Hideo Kojima is going to be showing off the Fox engine next month on August 30th. He says the engine's not completely done, but they're going to show us what the Fox engine can do.
Okay, I would like to take this one.
Oh, by all means, Donnie, take the lead.
Take the money and run.
All right. Well, as Tricky said, there's a new engine that Hideo Kojima is working on called Fox Engine. That's it. That's all it was in the video. That's all. He wouldn't say Jack. That's all he said. We have a new Fox engine.
Hideo likes to play coy. He's not going to tell us shit until he's ready.
I'm like, dude, what the heck? You got a video and an interview, and all you say is just Fox Engine? And what the heck, man? Give us something.
He did. On Foxin'.
He gave us a 3-minute video.
That 3-minute video of them saying, okay, the guy even said it. Like, for real? Come on, man. You got to give us something. He even said
that,
it.
That 3-minute video has as much information and substance as a McDonald's cheeseburger wrapper that just says cheeseburger on it. It tells you exactly what it is, and that's it. I can understand, you know, Kojima doesn't want to talk about this stuff. I can understand that you're a game creator. You want to keep things under wraps. You don't want to let too much information out there. So I think I can respect him, you know, being so coy with it. But as far as, you know, being someone who plays games and who wants to see, you know, it can be a little frustrating if you want to see, if you're a gamer and you want to see more of the games. Me personally, I don't want too much information. Just tell me a few things about the game, maybe a little light story details, and, you know, maybe the basic premise, but that's it. You know, let me just play the game and just experience everything there.
I don't know why they drag it out anymore, you know, because the developers that are doing, that did Heavy Rain and they're doing Beyond, they did that Kara demo and said, look what our new engine can do. Why sit there and go, look, we're doing this new engine. Look what it can do. And then in a couple of years, we'll have a game for it, and it'll look even better. Just show me. When you get the game, show me.
The answer is hype. That's what they do. They do it to build excitement. The problem is that some people do it too far. Like, then you get into the territory of, well, we're going to do a teaser for a teaser, or we're going to do a countdown on our site for something, and then it just gets a little ridiculous. But they're basically just trying to build hype, and some people, yeah, they do announce it way too far out to where they end up delaying a game, and then you're just sitting there waiting for what seems like years for a game that you heard about, like, 3 years ago.
Or better yet, if you're going to show us what your engine can do, and make a freaking video game about Kara. I mean, dude, I'm telling you right now, once I watched that video, I was emotionally attached to that fucking girl.
I do feel they should do that. I like what Alex's saying, and I like what Yield is saying, and...
But you don't like what Tricky's saying.
No, I'm about to say, I like just that one statement you just said, Tricky.
I mean,
just that one.
Am I the only one that was emotionally attached to Kara at the end of that video?
No, it was very, very moving. Very, very moving. You should watch it, Yield, because it'll hit you harder than most things you've ever seen in a video game.
I wouldn't say I was emotionally attached. You know, I wanted to hit that, but...
No, I'm not even talking about sexually.
It was as a machine, Donnie.
I'm not even talking about sexually. I mean, just like the emotion that
was coming
out of her
face. Yeah, but
just
think of what the machine can do for you.
And it was so, the way that Kara said it, it was so human. I don't want to die. Please stop. The way she said it, it was just so human.
Yeah.
And we can all understand that fear, that joy of just being and living. And but, the fear of being that taken away, we can all relate to that. So that's why it hit so hard.
Yeah, I like that, but like, listen here, chick. Like, look, I made you. Do what I tell you to do, or are you just going to defat pile? And I
are you looking for like a Jetsons Rosie reference there, Donnie?
two weeks in a row with a Rosie reference.
No, but yeah, that video.
Rosie was a big robot.
Donnie, we know what Donnie's preferences.
And we know Donnie's a chubby chaser.
No, I said thick, and you seen them pictures, Alex. Those are not chubby. Well, the capital titties was chubby, but
the capital titties.
Those were chubby.
And I think we found the title for this episode.
Capital titties.
And you know, the bad side was chubby too, but the rest of them was just thick.
Nice tease woman there, Donnie. You better watch yourself. Ice-T, he doesn't fuck with that shit.
No, that's not Coco. But Ice-T know that I already want Coco. He already know. I already tweeted him saying, yo, T.
Yo, you should get with Amigo. Amigo is, like, good friends with Ice-T.
Yeah, I know, man. I got to... I told him before about that. But I don't know. But back to this. Derailed, like, always. Yeah, I agree with... all of you guys. Well, we'll trigger just this one statement about the demo.
Thanks,
Carl.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, but no, I don't agree with you that because, yes, they should, when they do these new engines and they show these games like Kara. When they show these engines with games like that, oh, we're in our simulators, but that simulator should actually be the game when they show these new engines. As far as this Fox engine, he didn't even say that it's going to be a Metal Gear 5.
Yes, he did. He's confirmed it's going to be a Metal Gear 5.
Not
when
yet.
The last I heard that thing that he had on his website was a joke.
No, he confirmed that they are making Metal Gear 5.
Does anyone really honestly think that Metal Gear 5 is not coming out and that Hideo Kojima... I mean, what do you think? To make sure that the Fox engine functions properly, they have to make it alongside a game. What, and it's not Revengeance. Which game do you think it is?
Oh, it'll be Metal Gear 5.
Ding, 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 ding.
It'll be a launch title for the PS4.
And I do say that will be.
We're going there, huh?
But
It ain't gonna be this generation. Next year at E3. They will either roll out the new PlayStation 4, or they'll start to be like, it won't be this year, it'll be next year.
But you better make it 3 versus 2.
What, anyway, Donnie?
So you better make a PS3 version of Metal Gear 5, 2.
They're making a 5, 2?
Like, you mean like they did? No, no.
So they're making are they going to make a 5, 2 before 5?
It's not like Final Fantasy. 5,
2.
No, what he's saying is basically like they did with Twilight Princess on the GameCube, or on the GameCube and Wii. You can play it on both games, or on both systems. He wants Metal Gear 5 playable on PS4 and PS3 so Donnie can play it.
He's saying also, not two.
I hope he makes a PS3 version of Metal Gear 5 2.
Also.
Comma 2.
Comma 2. Or, okay, grammar also.
All right.
Anyway, that's all you need to know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Hey, we'll just help build hype for the next G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, no. No way. The only good thing about that movie is that Marlon Wayans is not involved.
You're jealous, man. You're jealous. God don't like ugly, and you ain't friends with him. You're jealous.
If he is involved, he just gets killed within the first 5 seconds.
You want a surefire way to make your movie suck, you put Marlon Wayans in it.
Hey, that's the formula. I look at it this way. For the first G.I. Joe movie, you take out the whole thing that it had anything to do with G.I. Joe, and it was a good movie.
Somebody, if I'm hearing is.
G.I. Joe sucked.
It did. No, seriously, think about it. If you take out the whole fact that it was connected to to G.I. Joe, it was a good movie.
I would like to point out something to the listeners that I have never seen G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra or whatever it is. That was the first movie, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I've never seen that movie, nor will I ever watch it.
It wasn't totally horrible, but because it's connected to G.I. Joe, it was...
I love it when people say that. It wasn't completely horrible. It's like, I still don't, that doesn't make me want to watch it.
Well, speaking of something,
that guy.
I'm interested in seeing the second one because I like The Rock.
All right, well, speaking of something that's horrible.
He's Dwayne Johnson. He's trying to be serious now, guys. Come on.
Oh, my. No, actually, he went back to The Rock.
Really?
Yes, he did.
He should be in The Expendables 2. I'm surprised he's not in there.
Yeah. No, he'll be in Expendables 3.
No, you know what? He's going to make a cameo like Arnold did and Bruce did in the first one.
They need to get rid of Chuck Norris. Do you know that movie's PG?
What? Are you kidding me?
Chuck Norris did. I think Chuck Norris wanted it to be PG. That's what I've heard.
So you
or he didn't want it. He didn't want it to be like R or something.
How are you gonna make a movie like that and make it PG?
I don't know.
No blood. Be like the A-Team. Bam, you're dead. Oh.
I could be wrong, but that's what I've heard is that Chuck Norris was involved. Like something about the rating in Chuck Norris.
I shot you. You need to fall down.
No, I can't.
We using handguns, baby. Bang, 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 pow.
That reminds me of Mortal Kombat when he punches the guy and goes, this is the part you're supposed to fall down.
Do do you hear that a lot, Tricky, when your opponents beat you?
No. I kind of kick ass in Mortal Kombat. But speaking of a game that doesn't kick ass, Toe Jam and Earl is making a comeback.
Yawn.
See, here's the question. I never played Toe Jam and Earl, but when I was watching the video of this, it looked like Toe Jam was just walking around and riding elevators up in levels. And Donnie, you've played the game. Can you please explain it a little bit to me? Because I have no idea what that game is about.
All right, Toe Jam and Earl is when you walk around and ride elevators up and down.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I'd rather burn my money in a trash can.
It's like elevators.
Slap HD on the end of it, and Tricky will never play it.
Well, it's part of a collection, isn't it? Like a game collection, so you're not just...
Oh, that's right.
You're not just getting Toe Jam and Earl. You're getting some other old Sega games you probably really don't want.
Oh, so this is part of in a collection in a PSN store?
No, I think it's a disc. At least that's what the story led me to believe.
I thought it was coming to the PSN. Hold on, let me read
this. It's coming to the PSN.
Oh, well, I didn't read it.
Toe Jam and Earl and its sequel, Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkatron, is coming to the PS3.
I love how Tricky stumbled over his words there because he laughed a little bit.
According
to Panic on Funkatron,
the games will be released as part of a forthcoming Sega Vintage Collection.
Funky butt loving.
Also part of the Sega Vintage Collection will be Sonic Adventure 2 HD and Nights into Dreams.
I told you, games you really don't want.
Are you serious? PS editors, they trying to be like the...
It's Sega, Donnie. It's not PSN, it's Sega.
Sega!
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Do we need Sega around anymore? I mean, do they really make games that anyone enjoys?
Nope.
Well, they got Sonic.
Donnie, but again, no do they make any games that people enjoy?
They not making that, what's that, the episodes, those Sonic episodes?
They are, but I played Sonic years ago.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, the best thing that they've done in recent years is publish Platinum games. And they didn't even promote them that much.
You know what? I'm taking this out of the show.
No, you need to leave part of it in.
This Toe Jam and Earl sucks. How did they make a sequel to this?
It is whack. Because when you are young and you are buying games, you look at a box art and it's like, Toe Jam and Earl? Holy shit, they look like awesome cartoon characters. I'm going to buy that game. I'm going to buy that game right now. Mom, buy me that game. And then you took it home
and went, darn.
Well, when you're some kids these days seem to have much better critical perception than I did, at least, because when I was playing games when I was younger, I got a lot of my games from my brother, but I just enjoyed, you know, just, I admit that I enjoyed some bad games when I was a kid, but, you know, when you're younger, you appreciate things in a different way than you're when you're an adult, so you see Toe Jam and Earl, it's like, this looks like fun, because those characters look like fun, so I'm going to buy this game, and that's how babies are made.
Thank you, Daddy.
That's how babies are made.
All right, going into our last topic of the day. Sony has released that coming up in Gamescom, some game announcements. They are going to be talking about God of War Ascension, Beyond Two Souls, PlayStation All-Stars, Battle Royale, and The Unfinished Swan. And they've also announced that they're going to be...
Are they
going to
talk about anything good?
They also announced...
Did you just knock Beyond Two Souls and The Unfinished Swan? You can say what you want about God of War Ascension and PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. But you hold your tongue when you talk about Beyond and The Unfinished Swan.
I'll back up a little bit about Beyond, because Beyond does look cool. But the rest of them, really? You're gonna line your show with that?
You guys are getting beside yourself talking about God of War like that.
I understand God of War's good. Never been a fan of it. PlayStation All-Stars... Really, if the Sony fanboys cried that they wanted a Super Smash Brothers, so Sony's making them one. You want Super Smash Brothers? Go buy a Nintendo product.
Okay, before I continue on, I'm just going to point out, Alex and Don, you're the one that wanted to bring him onto the show.
Yeah. But I didn't know he was going to disrespect Kratos like that, man.
All right, Sony's also announced that they're going to be announcing two previously unannounced games.
The Last Guardian.
One game.
They announced that.
One game.
Well, no, that one's already been announced. It's just been delayed.
One game is from Japan Studio, while the other one is apparently a new Move IP.
Oh gosh.
Hey, you say that right now, but you never know. That game could be good. You can't say anything until you see it.
Okay, you name me one Move game that's been good.
I have not played any Move games, so I cannot say that.
Sports
but
Champions.
But you cannot say, is it good or is it just a good use of the technology?
It's probably a somewhat good use of the technology.
No, but I mean, if you don't see, just writing off a game just when you hear that it's a Move game, that's not fair. You can't do that. You gotta have an open playing field.
I'm not totally writing it off. I'm just rolling my eyes at it and going, really? You're going to tell everybody it's a Move IP? Just tell everybody it's a new game. They'll tune in for it, and then at least you snag people. You're going to turn people off by saying it's a Move IP.
I have to agree with
just
that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's.
I'm a little disappointed that The Last Guardian isn't mentioned anywhere in there, because quite frankly, that game is been slipping from my attention. And I'm just starting not to care anymore.
The Last Guardian is turning into the next Duke Nukem.
Oh, don't say that.
No, that's Final Fantasy
versus 13
versus. Yeah, because that's been in development for like 6 years. We talked about this on GameThorpe on Wednesday, and that's the next Duke Nukem.
Nice plug there, Yield.
It was, wasn't it?
I don't think he meant to either.
All right.
That's even better.
All right. That is going to bring us to the end of the show. As we do when it's customary, we bring our guests on. We give them a chance to talk about any one topic they want to talk about. Yield, the floor is yours, buddy.
Okay, what games are you looking forward to coming out this fall?
Let's start with Tricky, because I know what his first answer is going to be. And I don't want to steal his thunder.
The Last of Us. Hitman. Assassin's Creed on the PlayStation 3 and the Vita.
You wasn't excited about that.
Yes, I am. And there's one more that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, because he likes playing it as a female assassin.
There's one more game that I'm forgetting.
Yeah, about two weeks away from now.
You do know Last of Us is coming out next year.
Hush your mouth.
That's the winter time.
I can't seem to think of the other game.
Grand Theft Auto V.
No, forget about it.
I know what it is. I'm just fucking around.
Darksiders
2, motherfucker.
Transformers, Fall of Cybertron.
You do also know that's not the fall.
What do you mean that's not the fall?
Darksiders come out, it'll still be summertime.
I don't care.
It's considered the fall gaming season once.
I bought the collector's edition.
Yeah, I bet you did.
What do you get with that collector's edition, Tricky?
A death mask.
So you can be scarier?
We know you're going for trick-or-treating.
I'm just so fucking good-looking that I have to tone down my looks a little bit, you know.
For us normies?
Yes, absolutely.
You should just go. Don't put on the mask and just go as ninja.
Listeners, as you hear, you heard women beating a path to his door. It was awfully quiet on his end of the mic.
That's because I have to mute it so you know it doesn't oversee the show. You know.
No, that's somebody beating something, but
it wasn't the door.
No. Nope. Hands, Tricky. Let me see your hands.
My hands are up, buddy.
You're using that hair grease that Mary used.
Can we get back on topic here?
All right. So Tricky, we know Tricky is really looking forward to Darksiders and the other games he mentioned. I'm also looking forward to Darksiders. I really like Darksiders, the original Darksiders. I thought it was the Dark Zelda game that I always wanted that we never really got before, and I don't think we're going to get a Zelda game like that. But the fact that it was so closely tied to Zelda and even took a lot of elements from other games, I enjoyed that. I also am really looking forward to, and I know Donnie's up for this, Resident Evil 6. Resident Evil 5, I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I've replayed it time and time again. I love playing co-op with people, so Resident Evil 6, I'm definitely going to get that. And you guys, I'm going to be playing for Extra Life, and definitely you guys need to, if you guys want to play with me, pick it up, and we'll do some co-op together. And then, of course, Donnie, I know you're down with me on this one, too. Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time. I love me some Sly Cooper, and it's about damn time we got a new one.
Oh, yay, Sly Cooper. I don't want to cut you guys short, but I did hear some news about Sly Cooper.
What's the news? It's awesome?
As you know, we talked about in the past how Sly Cooper 4 was coming out for the PlayStation and the Vita. And that's basically what started the whole Trophy Chump conversation. It has been confirmed. Both games will share the same trophy list. There will not be two different trophy lists for the game.
That's the way it should be for every single game that comes like that.
All right, we're not getting into this conversation again. I'm just bringing that news out. I wanted to make stand corrected before.
Yeah, okay, but no, I mean, I love the PS2 Sly Cooper games, and this game feels, when you get the controller in hand and start playing, it feels just like those games. You'll feel right at home if you played them before, and I'm just really looking forward to it. Donnie, what about you? What else are you looking forward to?
Also, the Resident Evil 6 that I can't wait. I read, and I'm seeing the trailers, and I hope they bring the horror back, because that's what they say they did.
It looks like the segments with Leon are going to be in the dark, tight corridors with the flashlights and the creepy sounds. It looks like there's going to be some horror tied to Leon's part of the story. And yeah. I figure Chris, Big Muscles Chris Redfield, will be the more action.
Big muscles. You have to add the big muscles.
Or mountain muscle.
As Jax would say, Chris Redden Hottie.
Yeah, Chris Redden Hottie. I enjoy my Chris Redden Hottie.
Okay, with Hitman, I'm extremely excited about the Hitman 2. Well, also, I'm sorry.
The Hitman 2.
Grammar.
Hitman 2. Hitman back also. To the
PS2. Hitman also. I'm sorry about the grammar. And
you're excited about Kingdom Hearts 3?
Oh, I'm excited.
Why you gotta? Why you gotta?
Exactly. Why you
poke at him like that?
Rain on my parade. But I'm kind of. That's basically it, right there. You know, and of course the God of War, but I don't think that's coming in fall. I think that's what...
It's coming out in February.
Yeah, that's my birthday. Hopefully I get it for a birthday present. But yeah, that's like the main three so far that I'm thinking about right now. Is just that the Resident Evil and the Hitman.
Okay, Yield, you brought up the topic. What games are you looking forward to, buddy?
I can't believe none of you said Borderlands 2.
That's because Borderlands.
I don't do first person shooters.
Tricky has the original Borderlands. He's just no one will play
with it. You are missing out on one of the best games on the PS3.
I'll tell you what, Yield. I will buy Borderlands 2 if you promise that every time I want to play, you will be a co-op partner with me.
You know, you're gonna be.
You play at weird times.
That's like having a chain like around your
neck. No, I'm not saying like I'm not
a really needy person. No,
I'm not saying I'm gonna go on the phone. Yo, Yield, get your fucking ass to the PlayStation. I want to play right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you would.
Oh yeah, I would.
I'll buy it only if you marry me, Yield.
You gotta play with my trophy.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean it, like, if I want to play, you'll always be down to do co-op with me.
Down to do co-op with you.
That's agony.
Well, I don't know. Are you gonna be like you were in Ratchet and Clank and be like, I gotta have all the bolts. You're gonna be like, I gotta have all the guns.
It takes co-op.
Of course, you're gonna be like that.
It takes co-op to be play with a trophy.
Oh, okay. Besides Borderlands 2, yield. What else?
Transformers: Fall of Cybertron, Assassin's Creed 3. I know it doesn't come out till next year, but I'm looking forward to Last of Us and Grand Theft Auto 5.
Forgot about Last of Us. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5,
man.
Yeah, you're gonna come on. BioShock Infinite. To hell with Grand Theft Auto 5. BioShock Infinite.
I don't care about BioShock. I like Grand Theft Auto.
I feel you on BioShock, but Grand Theft, man.
All right, that is gonna bring us to the end of our topics. But guess what? We have a little trophies and tips. Yes, I've been playing a little bit of Mortal Kombat on the Vita, and last night I had 4 trophies pop that I didn't even really were going for.
I didn't even know I glitched them, but they popped.
That's what she said.
The best thing I can tell you with that game is to go through the game and do the story mode, and then once you start doing the ladder, you know, the arcade ladder, there's a trophy for doing everybody's fatality, there's a trophy for doing everybody's x-ray, there's a trophy for doing everybody's front and back throws, and there's a trophy for beating the game with every available character. The tip I'm going to give basically goes to beating the game with every character. The trophy itself says you have to complete the ladder arcade with every character. But apparently, if you're going through on tag... What?
I'm sorry. You got to do that ladder with every character?
Donnie thinks that's whack, and I agree.
That is some bull crap.
Well, this is why I'm giving the tip. You can actually do and get that trophy by going through the tag ladder. And the way you do it is you, whatever character you want to register for the ending, you pick that first person first, and then on the second character, it doesn't matter who you pick. And you go through the game. It's the reason this is good in doing it this way is because there's also a trophy for getting mastery of every character, in which one of the requirements to master a character is you have to play with that character for a full day. 24 hours of game time. Now, say you're going through with Liu Kang and you have Noob Saibot as your backup guy. Both characters are gaining time. So you can actually add time onto a character that's just sitting in the background as you're going through the game and beating it with every character. Make sense, Donnie?
It can make sense. That's still some bull crap. About that ladder.
It doesn't sound fun.
It's the same. It's the same trophy on the PS3 version.
That's one of the biggest complaints that people have about fighting games. You have to play through the arcade mode with everybody just to unlock everything. And in this case, you just have to play through the arcade mode, the ladder, just to get a stupid trophy.
No, I would say that the ladder thing. Oh, you know what? No, the ladder. It's not the same thing as the challenges when you go up there.
No, the ladder. Oh. The normal game.
That's what I got confused on. I thought you had to go through that challenge thing with every single character.
Oh,
that,
no.
That is like 2 plats right there. Maybe 3. But, okay, I misheard you. But, okay, that's different. That's different. And I will go on the record to say that 24-hour thing for each character, mastery trophy, that's the most BS trophy ever in trophy here.
Yeah, you don't have to master the character. They just have to be on screen for 24 hours.
Well, no, yeah, and each character fight for like, what, less than a minute, and the match is over with?
Well, that's why I said go through on a tag ladder. And
it don't count. I thought it only count when the fight starts. Every time the fight ends, the timer.
Well, it does, but say you fight for 45 seconds with Liu Kang. Noob Saibot, who's your backup character, also gets 45 seconds added onto their time.
Yeah, I guess you can call yourself doubling it the slowest way.
Well, it's better than going through with each character and playing for 24 hours. Now, yeah. Instead of doing 30 characters at 24 hours, you only have to do 15 characters at 24 hours.
Yeah, it's understandable, but please, in the future, NetherRealm, if you listen to the show ever, you understand about how I feel about these trophies, and please don't ever, in a future game, put a freaking mastery trophy in another game ever.
Well, you know all the requirements for getting the mastery, right?
Yeah, you also have to not only play with the character for that set amount of time, you also have to do a set amount of fatalities, a set amount of throws, a set amount of all special moves. You got to do a set amount of so much different crap along with the 24-hour playtime.
Yeah, and you have to win 100 matches, you have to do 100 fatalities, and 150 x-rays.
Yeah. And spill that's too much for a trophy.
And spill 10,000 pints of blood.
And I bet you that's not even gold trophies, are they?
Well, the mastery of one character is a silver. The mastery of all the characters is a gold.
And that is, you should get a trophy for mastering each one of them if you want to go through all that, man. That is some bull crap. That's the most, I'm telling you. I would rather go through Vanquish than go through that. For real.
All right. So, trophy tip. We good?
Done. All right, Donnie.
Housekeeping!
Donnie, do we have any sponsors?
Wait, hold on. I gotta set him up. Donnie, here comes the pitch. And go.
That kind of faded out on my end.
Donnie, double take!
What's the way I had to double take my Amazon?
It's not just a movie with Eddie Griffin in it and Orlando Jones. Double take, go!
What? Whoa. Sorry, Donnie. What, Alex?
You've never seen Double Take with Orlando Jones and Eddie Griffin?
No.
I like that, Alex. That was good.
I still didn't get my Amazon. All right, everyone,
hold on.
Shut up.
Wait. We're going back to this Double Take. Orlando Bloom and Eddie Griffin were in the same movie together?
Orlando Jones.
Orlando
he used to
Jones.
Be on Matt.
I'm thinking
he used to be on Matt TV.
No, I know who Orlando Jones is. For some reason, I thought
he said... Isn't he the 7-Up guy?
Yes.
Yep.
I thought he said Orlando Bloom, and I'm thinking, how the fuck did those two end up in a movie together? Sorry. No. Donnie,
all right,
do we have any sponsors?
Keep quiet. Donnie, go.
Yes. We are sponsored by Amazon. If you are going to shop on Amazon, as we know you do, please take a step over to ProvingGamer.com, click on the link, and proceed with your normal shopping. It doesn't take anything extra of you, and it helps out the site tremendously. While you're also on Proving Gamer, please stop by and listen to our other podcast, The DC Wo Show. If you want to contact us, feel free. We're all on Twitter. I am at Tricky Mick. Donnie's at YoungTwist. Alex is at Saundersaurus Rex, and I yield to no one. Well, I'm not even going to tell you his because nobody wants to get a hold of him. No, I'm sorry. I yield to no one.
Everybody wants to get a hold of me.
Yeah, apparently. You can also contact the show at Trophy Whores. You can contact the site at Proving Gamer. While you're also browsing the web, please stop by Facebook and search for Proving Gamer. And please hit that like button. Also, if you're listening to the show, you know, obviously you are, please stop by iTunes and leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment. All of our editors would greatly appreciate it. Donnie, do you have a phone number they can call?
Yes. Excuse me. So many Amazons. 330-776-8369.
Is that the right number, Yield?
I sure hope so. You don't want to get that sex phone number.
Or do you?
I don't know. They kept calling me back.
They wanted to hire you.
Apparently.
Also, we are on Stitcher. I cannot tell you how much I love my Stitcher app. If you guys followed me on Twitter, I downloaded the app on July 6th, and I've already logged 47 hours worth of podcast. It is absolutely great. If you're having a hard time getting Stitcher, stop by either a Trophy Horse post or a DCO show post, and there's a link in the show notes. Also, ProvenGamer.com is looking for writers. Please step by the website and click on the Help Wanted tab and click, you know, fill out the application. Gentlemen, let's do some shout-outs. Don, you have any shout-outs?
Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to E-S-Y-T-E-R. That's what I was trying to spell or pronounce last week, but...
You know, it doesn't count if you can't pronounce the name, Donnie.
No, that's what I'm about to say. He messaged me saying, I listened to the show. Thanks for the shout-out, but it's actually pronounced in the letters that I gave you. It's not actual word or a name. So he said, okay. Thanks. Yeah, so he said the name is actually E, the letters. So he said, thanks for it. And he asked for, I don't want to hurt Tricky's feelings, but he asked for Alex's PSID. I told you, Trick.
My PSN ID, anyone who wants to add me, it's Raise Havoc, RaiseHavok.
What's this guy's PSN ID, Donnie?
Don't go and harass him.
I'm not going to harass him.
Or her.
Nope. Or her. What's the name?
E-S-Y-T-E-R.
Oh, I got news for you, Donnie. You can take that out of the show. I already got a friend request for him.
Oh, okay.
Ha-ha. All right, Alex, you have any shout-outs?
I'm first.
Ha-ha. Mine was 2 weeks ago. I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
Mine was way longer than 2 weeks
ago. Yeah.
Sloppy seconds!
Exactly.
Yes.
Keep on
Alex,
talking.
Your shout-outs, buddy.
I do have some shout-outs. Shout-outs. Okay. First... I want to give a shout out to the Big Red Barrel community. Thank you guys for all the support you've given us. I want to give a shout out to I Yield to No One for joining us today and being so tolerant of our diva issues of us having to switch days on him. I also want to thank Minnie Shilburns as well as our good friend NM Rain. That's NM Rain for stepping up and volunteering to come help us on the podcast. Guys, we'd love to have you on again on another episode. I'd also like to thank my co-hosts on The Floor is Lava, which, by the way, will be coming be debuting this August, my co-host Klaus and Candace. And I'd also like to give shout-outs to one of the co-hosts of Life.exe, which will also be coming out soon, Amanda. So, shout-outs done.
How does he give them a shout-out, but he doesn't give us shout-outs? That's kind of fucked up. Yield?
I want to give a shout-out to my man Donnie, who's keeping a reel up in Detroit every day of his life.
Up in here?
He regrets breaking it up now.
Yield. Your shout-outs, sir.
I will give a shout-out to Donnie and Alex for inviting me on the show this week. And I will give a shout-out to Team USA as we try to win as many goals as we can.
One patriot.
There you go.
Hey, we're all patriots here, Donnie.
And
yeah, who else is going to watch the opening ceremonies tonight?
Tonight?
I got to go to somebody else's house to watch the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, they're supposed to be on tonight like 7:30.
And I want to give a shout out to my two most favorite people in the world, Donnie's mom and grandma.
That's a long time making, and I'm actually calling my grandma right now.
Hi, Grandma. Let's get her on the show. Put her by the microphone.
Let's see what she answer.
Dude.
That's what funny. The fuck you got me on this busted-ass show for?
Hey, Grandma. I'm on the way in a little bit.
Hi, Grandma.
And hold on. Say hi real quick to the show.
Hi, Grandma. How are you?
Grandma, say hi real quick.
Hi.
Yeah. Donnie's, only on Trophy Horse.
Donnie's grandma making her Trophy Horse debut.
Right now, and say hi to Trophy Horse.
Wait a minute. You're recording the show.
Yeah. Say hi to Trophy Horse. Just say hi, Trophy Horse.
Hi, Trophy Horse. I ain't gonna say all of that, Donnie.
All right. If there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Okay. Don't say that word no more, Grandma. Love you.
Minute of another sound, the playback also lead a fast up review. Tricky Alice, Donnie D, T, the crew still going strong. Proven Gamer.com. Visit the site, get my read, some make a like, and don't forget to click on the Amazon.